What is possible? That is the question that I have while recording this podcast from my phone. It is very simple. Anything is possible. And let me show y'all, what up, y'all? I don't know who y'all are, but whoever said it's not possible, possible. It's cold out here, but I'm out here. We out here. I'm not going to tell you where I am out here, but I am talking to myself on the street like I'm a crazy man, but we all crazy. Crazy shouting in the house. In the house. I'm not in the house. But anyways, let me tell y'all what's on my mind. What's on my mind? Because it's about execution. Execution. Anyways, so let's record. Let's talk. What's on my mind right now is why am I not wearing a jacket? Why am I crazy enough not to wear a jacket? But I am putting myself in uncomfortable situations. And as I'm walking right now, I'm going to pretend that I'm talking on the phone. What up? What up, my brother? Yeah, I'm just about to get on the bus here. So it doesn't seem like I'm talking to myself. But yeah, I'm just about to get on the bus. Getting on the bus right now. Go get some food. We had a meeting with somebody this morning. And they mentioned something to me. So I'm going to implement it. This is me implementing it right now. Yeah, I'm just going home. Well, I'm kind of going home. Hold on. Where are my cards? Anyways, yeah, so I'm going to implement it. It'll be basically... Give me 1 second here. It will basically be kind of a stream of consciousness type of thing. It'll be my stream of consciousness / what's going on in my head, or the thoughts that come in my head that aren't my thoughts, because I don't know how to explain it. Anyways, I'm on the GO train right now, or the bus from, well, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going, because I don't need stalkers. Because stalkers are real. I'm going to figure out a way. I think I need to figure out a way where I can, I guess, multitask. I already know how I'm going to do it. So I'm just going to do it. But yeah. What is the topic? So today is, this is on Tuesday I'm recording this. It's about the growth mindset. So growth mindset basically stipulates, I'm going to repeat it again if you hear this. There's going to be new listeners, obviously, that come back and listen to this at some point in the future or now even. So the growth mindset is a mindset that was developed by Carol Dweck. I don't know exactly when she developed it, but basically it says that everything is, you can learn anything pretty much. That's the main premise behind the growth mindset. The fact that you can learn anything just proves to anybody around the world that, like, wherever your situation is not like your forever situation, because you can do the work every single day in order to change that that situation or that narrative per se. That's the key, is to change your perspective around whatever it is that you are, whatever perspective that you have around your situation that you want to change. The key is just to change that perspective, and once you change that perspective, then you can start doing the work that will help you achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. So for instance, let's use the analogy of men want to get women, well, straight men with this, well, whatever. Okay, men want to get women, they want to get with a woman, they want to start dating her, blah blah blah, but they don't realize that, like, you attract who you become, not like what you have. Women aren't attracted to, like, what you have. They're attracted to who you are. And you basically attract your vibe, you attract your tribe. So everybody that you're friends with, you talk to, etc. right now is a product of who you are. So if you're like a shitbag, you're gonna attract a shitbag woman. If you're lazy, you're gonna attract a woman that's lazy. Or it might be on the other hand, you might actually attract a woman that's not lazy, and then you're gonna make her lazy because your environment is super important. It dictates everything that, like, it dictates your life pretty much. So for instance, like I wrote in my book, The Belief Algorithm, the first book that I wrote, about like the E is for environment, belief. So it's a synonym. So B is belief and then E is environment. So who you hang around with, you become like the people that you hang around with. So right now I basically hang around entrepreneurs, people that are multimillionaires, et cetera, et cetera. Like when I discuss things, we're talking about business, we're talking about how to help people. Guess what? I'm gonna be a millionaire eventually and a trillionaire, because that's what I put out there. Because we're not talking about BS, we're not talking about NBA, we're not talking about football and stupid shit like that. That's used to distract people. That's what entertainment's for, that's what sports is for. It's like gladiators back in the day. Like they use it as a form of distraction, as a form of entertainment. But now we just, that's why athletes get paid so much. Even though like teachers and like just teachers, for instance, or firefighters and like people actually doing real work and helping people, like nurses, doctors, like they don't get paid nearly as much as these athletes do, because it's all about entertainment and distraction. They're using it as a form of like to keep people broke, to keep people lazy, because like what do you do when you watch football or like sports? You're eating pizza and like that's like woven into the fabric of society. Yo, let's go for drinks, let's go for beer. Like that's what people do when they go watch football Sunday night or Monday night. They're drinking beers, they're eating pizza. Like that's woven into the culture because they want people fat, lazy, and not sovereign human beings that rely on like other people to take care of their stuff, which is not beneficial to you, your family, or like just your own like personal health. Right? Eating pizza, eating like shit that's garbage, drinking alcohol. They promote it so much like it's normal, when in reality it's not normal to be like drinking alcohol all the time and become an alcoholic. It's like, I worked as a nurse for 12 years. I've seen the effects of like people drinking too much alcohol. It's not a good look. But yeah, anyways, so yeah, I think it was done intentionally, because this like system is architected by people that created these rules and laws and all this stuff. Why are we abiding by rules and laws? Like, that don't make sense to us. We didn't agree to any of these rules and laws, but we have to like abide by them just because people in the government say we do. But today is like growth mindset day, or let's just use mental fitness in general. Like, first step is radical acceptance. Let's radically accept that we are indoctrinated, we are slaves to this system that they created. So we're gonna play with their rules. But you can utilize a growth mindset to improve your situation. So say for instance we have to do X, Y, and Z, pay taxes. Okay, so let's just make a ton of money, start a business. Morning. Thank you. Start a business, and then you can. A lot of ways to get around paying taxes. I'm not gonna get into it now, but yeah, that's. One second here. Let me find my card, my Presto card. I think I put it in my bag. Good evening. Yeah, so one sec, I put the card away even though I knew I had to transfer it. Anyways, I'm gonna end this right now. I gotta find my Presto card. Actually, you know what? I'm not gonna end it just now. Y'all can keep listening, don't listen, whatever, I don't care.
just have my card out. Card you find. It's always the last card you find. Anyways. So I think the key is to if you have to play. Hold on. Sorry. Thank you. If you have to play by their rules, why not know the rules to the game? Because if you know the rules to the game, you could actually win. But they make the rules so complicated sometimes. For instance, the tax code, that it's like, how do you run your business and like do the taxes right when the tax code is so complicated and you need like hire like a million people to get around it, you know what I mean? But anyways, so listen, you're like 50 meters away, you're honking the horn. Yeah, honk, honk, honk. People are annoying. Anyways, so I think that's the way. Like, for instance, if you're playing sports, you're playing basketball, but let's say you're playing ice hockey, but you don't know how to stop, you're gonna lose because you don't know the rules to the game. You don't know that stopping and skating is part of the rules of that game. So once you get educated to the rules of the game, you can actually maybe win the game. Or at least have a chance to win the game. If that makes sense. But anyways, that is all I gotta say right now. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. So, probably look crazy talking to myself, but I'm not really talking to myself. I don't give a fuck. Anyways. Yeah, I'm gonna sit down and eat. Enjoy my evening. We'll start the 24-hour thing probably sooner than later now, once I figure out a few things. Anyways, always true love. I'm out. Deuces. We back at it again, son. Yeah, you my son. I'm a son you. I don't know what that means. But anyways, always choose love. It is 5:34 a.m. I believe it's the 25th of January 2023. And this is Shattering Your Mental Fitness Optimization Strategic Interventionist. I teach you how to eliminate psychological suffering, whether that is fear, stress, anxiety, depression, whatever that is. I must sound crazy to people right now, because I just walked by somebody who's putting out their garbage, and they're like, well, who the hell is this man talking to? But you know what? I am crazy. Call me Crazy Shattin. Crazy Shattin. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm going crazy, 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 just thinking about you, lady. Look at this rainbow. Oh, my goodness. So look, I'm looking at the Marilyn Monroe buildings right now, and they got a rainbow color flag. They got a rainbow color. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to take a picture. This rainbow. What is this rainbow? Oh, my goodness. All right. To the editors of this show, which is me, at a 1 minute mark, you are going to put the picture of the rainbow. Anyways, we ain't gonna talk about that. We're gonna focus on what we're gonna focus on. We're gonna focus on love. And love is a bunch of different things. But today, it is Wednesday. Dun, dun, dun. Today is Wednesday. If you're new to the show, to the episode, to whatever you are, to whatever you want to call this, mental fitness is the topic. And the four components, the third one, which I'm going to talk about right now, because it is Wednesday. It's a mindfulness day, mindful of gratitude. I'm grateful for the accident that I had June 18, 2023, because it woke me up. And I'm not going to tell that story because I have video post-accident that I recorded of me reminiscing about exactly what happened, because I remember it just clear as day, like the back of my hand. I remember it. I still remember it to this day. I'm gonna not go. It's cold. It is a bit cold out here. Ooh, but it's still heaven on earth. Oh my God. The thing is, I'm gonna take the bus. No, I'm not gonna take the bus. Am I gonna take the bus? I don't know if I'm gonna take the bus. Should I take the bus? I'm gonna take the bus. Ooh, it's 5:30. I'm gonna take the bus. 5:30, 6:30, 7:30. I wanna take the bus. No! I'm gonna miss the bus. He ain't gonna stop for me. But that's okay. We're gonna walk. Get extra steps. It's all good. But if I take the bus right now, I got 2 hours to transfer and I can go to the gym. But it looks like he stopped. I don't know if he's stopping for me, but we will see. Should I start jogging? I'm gonna jog. I think he's gonna stop. I think this man gonna stop. I think he's gonna. He still stopped. Damn it. It's all good because life is happening for me. And today is gonna be an excellent day because I am grateful. Now I get to walk to Starbucks. Starbucks, what up, Starbucks? Starbucks. I get to walk to Starbucks, get more steps in, and burn these calories, shed this pound, shed this weight, shed this negativity that is in our nature. In our nature. So I'm gonna tell you something that I learned from Dr. Nicole LaPera. Actually, it's in my course too. She a goat, I'm a goat, but I listened to her. I haven't listened to her in a minute. I haven't even watched her Instagram stuff. But I was watching her on Tom Bilyeu, another goat, I think 2 days ago, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is in my program, my course. If you want to learn from the goat, I'm a goat. You know why I'm a goat? Because I'm younger than Nicole LaPera. I'm younger than what's his name. And even people younger than me, they're goats because they're learning more than me. So, you young people, y'all goats. Just remember that. Meh, I don't even know if that's a goat. But anyways, I'm not gonna walk the entire way because time is the only factor. But I'm gonna walk to the next bus stop until the bus comes. But anyways, so this is what I learned from Nicole LaPera, which I already knew instinctually, is this. People, this is in my course too, which I'm gonna be releasing very soon when I start coaching. If you want it, it ain't free. Because if it's free, you ain't gonna implement it. And I'm not here for people who don't implement. Because execution over everything. There's a lot of dumb people that are very successful, quote unquote, because they just do. And I put that back in the day. I'm like, yo, just make a move. If you look at my Instagram stories when I was with Aneta, she a goat too. Aneta, we were at Burlington. I took a picture and I posted it on my Instagram. I'm like, just move. Just make a move. Once you make a move, you'll figure out. Like for me, I just started moving. I just got up, took a shower, did some laundry, cleaned up my room a bit, and now I'm moving. Now I'm moving towards Starbucks, where I'm gonna go and do my work. Just move, because at the end of the day, anyways, let's get back to Nicole LaPera and what she reminded me that I instinctually know that I put in my program is this. This is a game of neurochemicals. I'm gonna repeat slowly for y'all. This life is a game of neurochemistry. So serotonin, dopamine, etc., all these happy chemicals. The issue is you ain't doing hard things in order to improve those neurochemicals. You're getting those neurochemicals the cheap way by looking at your phone, okay? That is not the way to do it. Hold on. That is not the way to do it. Sorry, Justin. I just messed with my boy Justin to hit me up. But I'm gonna put my phone back on silent, which is where it mostly remains, because I don't want him to interrupt this broadcast. This scheduled broadcast brought to you by Shadon Al-Kashif. I am not my last name, FYI. I am not my first name. I am everything. I am you. You are me. That is it. So we're going to get that topic another day. But do not associate me with my last name. Do not associate me with my first name. I am. Period. We're going to get to that topic in another. That's a high level conversation that we're going to have. I'm going to have a high level conversation with 19 Keys as well. I'm going to hit you up 19 Keys. But Anyway, so what we are addicted to is the neurochemistry. So we, if you have always been scared, your body is used to being scared. Your body is used to that neurochemical of fear. And change, as we know, is hard, right? And people, as I just said, don't like to do hard things. So they go on the internet, they look at pornography, they look at social media, and they scroll TikTok. Yo, my girl, Faithlyn, she a goat too. She sends me TikTok videos. I'm like, yo, Faith, leave me alone. Okay? Faith is she's an RPN. I used to work with her. She's cool people. She's a youngin' though. She's a baby. She's a baby goat. Meh. What a baby goat. I'm grateful for her, actually, since it's Mindful of Gratitude Day. I'm grateful for Faith. Oh, look, the bus stop is right here. Ooh, yes. Yes. I'm gonna go on the bus and I'm gonna talk. And they're gonna think I'm crazy. I think there's a bus coming right now. Okay, listen. This is what I'm gonna do. When I talk crazy like this, and I'm on recording podcast and I'm around people, I'm gonna pretend like I'm talking to people. Okay? Then it won't make me feel and sound crazy. But anyways, let's do this. I'll get on the bus in a second. I gotta pull out my Presto card. What up, guys? What up? Oh, it's going to Port Credit. Wicked man. All right. Yeah, give me a sec. I'm just getting on the go. Good morning. How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Heaven on earth, brother. Heaven on earth. Give me one sec. I'm just going to pull out my Presto. Whew. I'm glad you came. It's kind of chilly out there.
Yeah, it's going to be worse later on.
Is it going to... I heard it's going to snow today. Is it? Listen, I got a question for you. You got kids? Do they go tobogganing and like, you know? Listen, I'm a kid. I'm 36, but I'm going tobogganing as soon as there's enough snow. I think that's the... Pardon? Yeah. I get you. Okay, listen. I'm actually hiring students very soon. To actually learn, what are they studying?
Nursing.
Listen, I was a nurse for 12 years. I worked at Trillium from 2009 to 2017. I just officially quit September 6th. That was my last shift. Not from there, but just because of COVID and whatnot.
Yeah.
But a lot of nurses are leaving, unfortunately. But what year are they in? Are they first year, second year? Oh, 30. Are they twins or something? Oh, shit. That's cool. I heard something about twins. I'll tell you in a second. Let me just grab my purse. I heard twins turn into cats at nighttime. This is what I heard when I was young, so. It's a wives' tale. All right, that's not my crystal card. What do they want to get into though in nursing? Because there's so much things to do. All right, give me one sec. Let me do one thing at a time. I'm a bit biased, but working in eMERGE is fun. Like, do they want to do cancer research, or like, what do they want to do? Pardon? This light. I guess I might have to pay cash.
Okay, thank you. Right on top of the, see that blue light right there? Yeah, just hold it right there. There you go, that's it.
Okay, got it.
That is. So when you go on to the next one, just copy that.
Oh, it won't charge it?
2 hours. No, it won't charge it. It gives you actually 2 hours. So it works just like the question.
So, 6, okay. 740, so 8:45 I got till, right?
7:47,
okay, perfect.
I swear I had the card. Anyways, I'm gonna get off at the next stop. Thank you. You too. All right, so that was a mission. I could have sworn I had my Presto card. Now I gotta walk back to the Starbucks, but that's okay. We here, we out here still. We out here, we out here, we out here. All right, so what was I talking about? We talking about Nicole LaPera. LaPera, Nicole LaPera, and all right, so let's focus again. Woo, let's take a deep breath. Let me take my hat off. My bald head is sweating. We sweating. So we're addicted to chemicals, neurochemicals, and we can get it very quickly by going to our old patterns. So if you're a fearful person, you're always scared, you're always looking for confirmation of fear. So you're always on the lookout, you're always, because your body wants that neurochemical of fear because it is used to it. The analogy that I'll use is, for instance, when you, okay, think about the food that you eat. You mostly eat the same things all the time. You have your favorite food, so your body is craving for you to get that chocolate chip cookie or get that burger. Or people who drink or who do drugs, they continue to do the drugs because their body craves it. So I used to do cocaine and I kept doing it. I wanted to stop, but I couldn't because my body wanted that neurochemical. But once I shifted, started working out little by little, well, that's a whole different story. But yeah, so people are addicted to that neurochemical. For instance, if you're fearful, that's why some people are always happy, right? Because they have programmed their body, their subconscious mind. We'll get into that. That's a whole other thing, because we are just a function of our subconscious mind. Like 99.999% of what we do is based on our subconscious mind. That's why awareness is the key. So mental fitness, mindfulness, meditation, those are the third and fourth steps after radical acceptance and growth mindset. Those are the steps. They don't actually have to go in those like order, but radically acceptance is the first step. You have to do that first. And then you can use mindfulness, meditation, and then the growth mindset, but they don't have to go in those steps. There's no steps. There is no one. There is no 10 steps to success, as my guy Tim Grover would say. There's different ways to reach happiness. Doing hard things, you can reach those neurochemicals. And as I've said before, pain is the greatest teacher. And sometimes God has to put us in stressful, painful situations because we don't want to learn on our own and change. And then we're forced to change. For instance, if your leg gets chopped off because you did something stupid, then you're forced not to do that stupid thing again, right? If you have a heartache, a heartbreak, a divorce, and you become aware of why that divorce happened, because for instance, you were not following what that your partner's love language is, right? Your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, sister, whatever that person, and then you have a falling out in that relationship, you weren't following that person's love language. So then that pain, for instance, if you still want to be associated with that person, is going to be there to teach you in your next relationships, or if you get back with that person or you have a reconciliation with that person, then you're not gonna make the same mistake twice
because you don't want to feel that pain, right? And we're going to talk about unconditional love. I think dogs are the only unconditional type of love, or pets and children, because they don't know any better. But that's a whole other thing. Even parents, that's not unconditional love. There's conditions to that. If I became a murderer and like fucking slayed a bunch of billion people, guess what? There's not going to be no love there. I wouldn't love my child. That's a psychopath, right? That's a whole other topic. Actually, some parents, hey, they got murderers and they're still standing by them. But that is selfish. Nothing wrong with being selfish. But don't tell me love is unconditional when there's always conditions. What is this guy doing? What the fuck are you? What are you doing, homie? You don't see me? See, people are not paying attention. You see me walking in front of you. This guy is not signaling. Anyways, that's why you gotta pay attention. Be mindful of your surroundings. In particular, women, because there's bad men out here. I've told the story before. I know I'm going off on a tangent because, you know what? This is going to be a 24-hour podcast, so you're going to get what's on my mind. So I was walking in Toronto. Toronto, Canada, eh? What up, Canada? What up, Yankees? Oh, the Yankees are Americans. Hey, Yankees, what up? So we're Canadians here. So I was walking in Toronto. Midday, it was like 3:30 in summertime. And I seen this dude. I'm walking by, and I seen this woman walk by me. And then this dude basically started darting right behind her, walking behind her, following her. And then she went into her building, and then he just darted the other way. I'm following this guy because I'm like, what is he trying to do? So there's bad people out there. So be aware of your surroundings. Be mindful of your surroundings. But anyways, the final thing I want to say about being addicted to those neurochemicals, because I'm almost at my office, aka Starbucks, because I'm always out here. We out here, baby. We out here. Breathing that good-ass prana. Whoo! It's cold. It's chilly out here. But, so, being addicted to those neurochemicals, then you realize, oh, this is why people act this way, because they don't want to change. So, love is change. Always choose love. Always choose to change and evolve and grow. That's the way you get better. That's the way you achieve happiness, because as Tony Robbins said, growth, progress equals happiness. That's all I got to say. Always choose love. Choose the thoughts and actions that are in alignment with mental fitness. And you can learn to choose love by utilizing mental fitness. My name is Shadon, and I'm out. Deuces!